an update on Mom's condition. All that and more on the next episode of the Coffee Sessions podcast, so stay tuned. Don't go away. Hey, what's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Coffee Sessions podcast. I am, of course, your humble host, Stephen A. Davidson. And there goes Zoomer in the background, if you will. She's been a little bit of a party animal this morning. That being said, let's go ahead and get started. It is 10:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Southwest Virginia. It's approximately 62 degrees outside. We've got a bit of a wind going today, around 25 mile per hour gust, give or take a little. But nonetheless, let's go ahead and get started. As you all know, this past Tuesday, I took Mom to UVA. We went up there, and we stayed the night on the 25th, and we stayed there all day Tuesday. We didn't get back till late, and Mom had a CT scan. They did blood work for it, and she also met with Stephen Culp, Dr. Stephen Culp, one of the surgeons involved, and he filled us in what was going on, and later that evening, she also met with the anesthesiologists. More on that in a minute, too. But nonetheless,
hey, Zoomer.
But nonetheless, she's wild, this one, folks. But nonetheless, Stephen Culp did a real good job of assuring us what was going on. She's in good hands, ladies and gentlemen. He has enlisted the help of a resident. I think he's a resident. I wouldn't be sure, but I can't remember his name. It sounded like it was an Italian name, but he enlisted the assistance of a transplant surgeon, and they got a whole team together ready for this. They said she's looking at three and a half to four days hospital stay in UVA. Their biggest concern is blood loss, but they've got a whole team there ready to go. They do like, he basically told us they do like two or three of these per month types of surgery. The only reason it got bumped back was because he needed assistance in this surgery, and that's the only date that the transplant surgeon can come by and assist. So they're good there. He said that Mom was looking at 6 weeks total recovery time and a heart healthy diet. That was good news. Said she basically knows hardly anything if everything goes well, and he says he sees no reason why it shouldn't. Said she was in real good hands. We've got this down pat. So that assured me right there. It's one thing to go through surgery and you've not done too many of them, but these guys seems to have done a lot of it, and on a numerous regular basis, if you will. But so that's a good thing. So we go, after we do the CT scan, which is in the building next door where I used to go, we meet with him. We go down to the anesthesiologist, and there was supposed to be some blood work done there. They elected not to wait because it would be too far out in between the time she's there till her surgery. Any blood work before surgery cannot go past 28 days at UVA. Some hospitals may go a little bit longer, but I doubt it. But since it's going to be longer than that, we have to go back to the University of Virginia on April the 24th, the day before her surgery. And then her surgery's on the 25th. So we got that going on there. So with that being said, that's pretty much what's going on right now. Mom is nervous and worried about doing this surgery, and I don't blame her. It's a pretty big deal. But she's more worried about that than anything else. And I can understand that myself, because she didn't get diagnosed the way I did, but she didn't get the options like I did either. I mean, this was it. This was her only option. After the surgery, and if they don't see any signs of anything, or if they do see signs of something, they'll do what's called immunotherapy. That's where it takes your own body and turns it into a weapon against cancer. And no, it's not chemo or radiation. In fact, they've ruled them two out already. Said they didn't want to take a fear of those two not interacting with the cancer, which they think that it will, and cause it to spread. So no chemo or radiation, but they are big on the immunotherapy. Good, strong possibility that you'll have to do that. But overall, she's looking at 6 weeks recovery time. Said a lot of people live fruitful lives. One gentleman, I can't remember his name, where I go to get my truck serviced at the General Motors dealership, had it done not long ago, and he's doing fine. You'd never know he'd had it done. So we're in good hands, ladies and gentlemen. Just keep praying for us and wishing us well. It's a good thing, because it's been rough all the way through. I'm running like crazy. She's worried, sick. It's just been hard on us, you know, mentality-wise. And this is not the first time we've had to go through this. She's had to go through it with me, and now I'm having to go through it with her. And I hope cancer gets wiped out. I've lost my grandmother on my mom's side to cancer. I lost my dad to lung cancer. Of course, his was self-induced smoking too much. So quit now, ladies and gentlemen, because the nicotine destroys the blood vessels. It just wreaks havoc on the human body, and you're better off without the blood. Plus, how in the world can you afford it, especially these days? So, yeah, quit now if you're using tobacco. I've had several aunts and uncles get killed by cancer, and it nearly got me as well and left me permanently disabled. So that's one disease I hope that does get wiped out. There's so many different forms of it, though, we'll never know for sure when it does. So with that being said, I thought I'd go ahead and give you guys an update. So thank you for watching, and I will see you guys again real soon. Take care and God bless. And have a good day, ladies and gentlemen.